So let me get this straight. You can hate America. You can go on stage and disrespect America, turn away from the flag, and actually, and I'm quoting, so don't be offended by me, say that the national anthem was done to attack you and, quote, pisses you off. Words of an Olympian now, and still go to the Olympic Games. You can be an alternate and put out on social media that you can't wait to win a medal so that you can actually burn the American flag on the podium and we'll let you represent the United States of America. You can be a dude and dress like a chick and we'll let you represent at the Olympics, the United States of America. But if you make the Olympic team and you smoke weed or eat a brownie that has THC in it, you are kicked off the team. Yeah, welcome to America, my friends. This is exactly what has just happened. Sha'Carri Richardson suspended from the U.S. Olympic team after testing positive for marijuana, having THC in her system. U.S. track and field star has been suspended for 1 month from the Olympic team for testing positive for THC, that chemical that you find, like I said, in marijuana. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency announced today. The rules are clear, but this is heartbreaking on many levels. Hopefully, her acceptance of responsibility and apology will be an important example to all of us that we can successfully overcome our regrettable decisions despite the costly consequences of this one to her, is what the Anti-Doping Agency said in a press release. Richardson appeared on NBC's Today Show Friday morning and said, I just want to take responsibility for my actions. I know what I did. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm allowed not to do, and I still made that decision. I'm not making excuse or looking for any empathy in my case. Now, Richardson had booked her spot to the Tokyo Olympics with a runaway victory in the women's 100 meter at the U.S. Olympic trials at the track and field event in Oregon. Due to the positive test, her Olympic trials results were automatically disqualified and she will not be allowed to participate in her signature race at the Tokyo Olympics later this month. Now, the statement from the Anti-Doping Agency said, quote, Richardson's competitive results obtained on June 19th, including her Olympic qualifying results at the team trials, have been disqualified, and she forfeits any medals, points, and prizes. Beyond the one-month sanction, athletic eligibility for the Tokyo Games is determined by the USOPC and or U.S. track and field eligibility rules. Richardson cited finding out from a reporter that her biological mother had passed away as part of the reason she consumed the marijuana, saying, I was just thinking it would be a normal interview, and then on the interview to hear that information come from a complete stranger. It was definitely triggering. It was nerve-shocking because it's like, who are you to tell me that? From there, just blinded by emotion, blinded by bad news, blinded by just hiding hurt, honestly, for the fact that I can't hide myself. So at least in some type of way, I was trying to hide my pain. The World Anti-Doping Agency and the United States Olympic Committee, they have labeled cannabis as a banned substance as it poses a health risk to athletes, has the potential to enhance performance, which is true, and violates the spirit of sport. Quote, everything I do comes from me naturally. No steroids, no anything. This incident was about marijuana. After my sanctions are up, I'll be back and able to compete. And every single time I step on the track, I'll be ready to compete for whatever anti-doping agency to come and get what it is they need. Sha'Carri Richardson's situation is incredibly unfortunate and devastating for everyone involved, is what the U.S. Track and Field said in a statement. Athlete health and well-being continue to be one of the most critical priorities, and we will work with Sha'Carri to ensure that she has ample resources to overcome any mental health challenges now and in the future. Let me say a couple different things about this. One, the rules are the rules, and these are the rules, and she knew the rules. These are the rules. I hate it for her, but she chose to smoke that joint or do whatever she did to get it in her system. She knew that she was the best in the country and maybe the best in the world based on her times. She decided to do that. She's a grown adult. People make mistakes, yes, but she's a grown adult. That is a decision that she made. Now, besides that, I do think we should absolutely look at the insanity of what we are allowing and what we're not allowing when it comes to our team. And it is disgusting what we are allowing and not allowing when it comes to our team. It is insane that smoking a joint can get you kicked out of the Olympics, but having a penis and saying you're a woman can get you in the Olympics as a woman. That is insane, number one. Number two, the fact that we will kick an athlete off the Olympic team that hates or that smokes marijuana, but we allow a person who hates America to be on our Olympic team, not just one athlete, but two, who have publicly stated their hatred for America. Not one, but two people that have said, we hate this country, is also total and utter insanity. We should never allow an Olympian to be on the Olympic team that despises America, disrespects the American flag, the national anthem, throws up the Black Lives Matter shirt on their head. We should never allow another Olympian, because we're sending not one but two that hate America to the Olympics to represent us, that says, if I win, I am going to burn the American flag on the podium. There is a level of hypocrisy here that is blaring in everyone's face, and we should all agree with it. Now, this does not excuse what she did, right? She's an adult, take responsibility. But my point is, the rules are just stupid. The rules are totally insane if these are the rules. If this is what the rules say, and this is what we send to the Olympics, people that hate America, but someone who loves America, proud of America, who finds out that her mother has died from reporter and decides to smoke weed, which was a dumb decision. Okay, that was a dumb decision. We should all agree on that. That is a stupid decision. But if that gets you kicked off the team, come on. And if a dude can compete as a chick in the Olympics and that's acceptable, come on. You look at July 4th and there are two themes that you are seeing in this country as we're about to celebrate the birth of this country. You see un-American athletes getting to represent the United States of America. That's wrong. You also have another problem in this country that's evolving right now. Did you know that many Democratic mayors, their cities, are now warning people of violence over the July 4th weekend? That's right. Police chiefs, sheriff's departments, and others are warning of violent crime outbreaks over the 4th of July weekend because of understaffing. And they're telling people to stay alert so you go unhurt. They're asking people to please help protect their communities as they are expecting violent crime. They're expecting a significant number of murders in Chicago, by the way. More, apparently, than last week when they had almost a dozen mass shootings. Not just last weekend. I'll give you an example of how bad things got going into the holiday weekend. On Thursday, in Chicago, a one-month-old is among 32 that were shot Thursday in Chicago. Now, remember, this last week, Mayor Lightfoot said any criticism of her on the issue of not fighting crime is sexist and racist, and that she's only taking criticism because she's black. I made the argument yesterday on Fox News Channel on Outnumbered when I was asked to be the one lucky guy for the hour. I made the comment that if you don't want to be criticized, then maybe you shouldn't suck at your job. Take a listen to part of that conversation from yesterday on Fox News.
Are there any examples of Republican members of Congress saying they want to defund the police?
I think most people would argue that actions are more important than words, wouldn't you say?
The White House still trying to accuse Republicans of defunding the police, even though Press Secretary Jen Psaki can't name a single GOP lawmaker who wants to take money away from cops. And as crime surges in major cities across the country, liberals are blaming Republicans, the media, even the police themselves, everything but their own policies.
We are seeing these headlines about percentage increases. Now, I want to say that any amount of harm is unacceptable and too much. But I also want to make sure that this hysteria, you know, that this doesn't drive a hysteria and that we look at these numbers in context.
Republicans are very good at staying on talking points of who says defund the police. But the truth is, they defunded the police.
And so officers now we see across these 18,000 police departments are butthurt because, you know, they can't run willy-nilly through a police department and abuse with reckless abandon. So they're stepping away from specialized units, too cowardly to quit outright.
And now Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says 99% of those who criticize the job she's done trying to keep the city safe are motivated by racism and sexism.
By the way, I love this because, and this is the point that I was mentioning earlier. On Thursday night, 32 people were shot alone in Chicago. And Mayor Lightfoot is saying, well, there's not a crime problem here. No, sir. It's a race problem. You guys are just hitting on me because I'm a black woman and I'm powerful and you're not. Chicago Sun-Times noted that 4 people were killed in the shooting, 28 wounded. ABC 7 in Chicago described the attack that left the one-month-old in critical condition, noting that it occurred before 8:15 when 3 gunmen opened fire on a group of people outside. 7 people were wounded in that incident. That's a mass shooting, including the one-month-old girl who was shot in the head. She was transported to the hospital in critical condition. An 8-year-old girl was shot in the head in a separate incident on Thursday in Chicago. A 9-year-old girl was wounded in another shooting. The Sun-Times pointed out there are over 1,892 shootings in Chicago from January 1 of this year to June 28th, a 12% increase over the same time frame last year. Moreover, 330 people were killed in Chicago during the first 6 months of 2021. And nearly 70 people were shot this past weekend alone in Chicago. And now they're warning that number will go up more than likely over 4th of July. So let's go back to Lori Lightfoot's excuse, right? Because it's an excuse. How dare you criticize me for not having a safe city? How dare you do it? How dare you criticize me? You're just criticizing me because I'm a black woman. No, we're criticizing you because people are getting murdered in your city.
Did people say that Rich Daley held tea sessions with people that he didn't disagree on? Rahm Emanuel was a polite guy who was a uniter? No. Women and people of color are always held to a different standard. I understand that. I've known that my whole life.
So it's a race issue. There it is. You've got warnings that a bunch of you are going to die on the July 4th weekend because we don't have enough police. We're anti-police. We've gone for defund the police. We've attacked the police. We've mocked the police. We have dehumanized the police. And so now we're warning you that in advance that some of you hearing us are going to just not be here by Monday. You're going to get killed. 60, 70, 80, 90 of you might get shot. Over 100 maybe this weekend in the city. But don't criticize me because I'm a black woman and it's all a bunch of racists. No, they're criticizing you because people are being murdered.
Morgan, this is a mayor, however, who 2 years ago campaigned on diminishing the, quote, unyielding violence in her communities, only to see them rise by 50%, for example, in her second year. So she admits that her policies are failing and that she's failing, especially as, for example, over Memorial Day weekend, there were 49 shootings, which she called a bloodbath and unacceptable. So how is it that she can criticize the violence and yet no one can criticize her on that basis?
By the way, before I get you back into my appearance on Outnumbered, when she, you know, you hear the number 49 shootings, realize that in most of those shootings, there are actually more than 49 people that are shot, right? That 49 shootings could be 150 people. And you're not allowed to criticize her because if you do, you're criticizing her because of the color of her skin. That's the get out of jail free card for any liberal leader in America that's a minority. Oh, you can't criticize me. I'm black. You can't criticize me. I'm black. Everybody else that had this job before me didn't take the crap I take. Well, none of them had the crime numbers that you have right now, ma'am. None of them did. None of them. Now, they asked me, my thoughts on Fox News Channel yesterday about this. I want you to hear what I had to say.
Ben, AOC talks about needing context, calling this hysterical. What context do you need other than that it's a homicide? It's a death.
Yeah, let's talk about Lightfoot just for one more second here. If you don't like being criticized, then stop sucking at your job. You're nine times more likely to be killed in Chicago if you are a minority. Nine times more likely to die. You have shootings that are up 59% since 2019 when she acts like nothing has changed. It's not a safe city. If you don't want to be criticized, then actually do your job and give people protection. You want to talk about Black Lives Matter? The majority of people that are murdered in Chicago are African Americans, and the majority of them are being killed by African Americans. So for you to sit back and to say, well, they're just criticizing me because I'm an African American woman. No, they're criticizing you because they're dying. That's why they're criticizing you. Wake up and understand that and realize it. And to imply nationwide that Republicans are somehow defunding the police, I'll clear it up for everyone watching. We love police. We want to fund police. We want more than enough police to have safety and security for all Americans. Full stop. That's it.
Right. And here.
Yet the Jedi mind trick of the left is doing what they're doing. And it was the point I was making on Fox News yesterday. They're trying to say somehow that we're in favor of defunding the police. We're not in favor of defunding the police. Over and over and over again, Democrats come out. You had one this weekend, Biden's senior advisor blaming Republicans for defunding the police.
Let's talk about who defunded the police. When we were in Congress last year trying to pass a rescue plan, but an emergency relief plan for cities that were cash-strapped and laying off police and firefighters, it was the Republicans who objected to it. They defunded the police. We funded crime intervention and a whole bunch of other things.
You know you're making up crap when you're a senior advisor to the Biden administration. You can't even remember the bill you passed name, so you get that wrong while trying to lie and claim that somehow you're the guys that want to fund the police. Nobody claimed last year they were cutting funding to the police because of lost revenue. Cities that cut funding police did it deliberately to defund the police because they hated the police, because they said get the hell out because of Black Lives Matter and the socialist liberal left and the Biden administration. That is the reality. This is not going to work on Americans, period. This Jedi mind trick that the Democrats are trying to pull, and the reason why they're doing this also is because I think they realize how big of a liability it is going to be in the midterm elections, where the chickens are coming home to roost with defunding the police and now people being murdered left and right in liberal cities, where in one day in Chicago, you have 32 people shot, including a 1-month-old in the head, an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old, two of the three in the head. And the reason why the Democrats thought, all right, we'll try to say that Republicans really wanted to defund the police by not voting for a bill that had nothing with funding or defunding the police. They tried it because they thought the media would give them cover. The problem is there's just too much evidence proving that they're pathological, psychotic liars. And this goes all the way back to when Donald Trump was running for president. This goes back all the way to defunding the police when even Barack Obama was mentioning it. Take a listen.
We will never defund the police. We will hire more great police. We want to make law enforcement stronger, not weaker.
If you believe, as I do, that we should be able to reform the criminal justice system so that it's not biased and treats everybody fairly, I guess you can use a snappy slogan like defund the police, but you know you've lost a big audience the minute you say it, which makes it a lot less likely that you're actually going to get the changes you want done.
It's not just about Black Lives Matter, it's about what does that actually mean? What do we mean when we say Black Lives Matter, which is why defund the police has become such a huge and resounding call?
Yeah, I think Democrats, we need to hire a PR marketing firm because our messaging usually gets muddled and lost. People are chanting defund the police It immediately turns off those voters who are independent and swing voters.
Los Angeles and New York officials have promised to cut their police budget, and the city council in Minneapolis, where Floyd died, has vowed to disband their police department.
A growing cry to defund the police.
I am for defunding the police.
Yes, I support the defund movement.
Our commitment is to end our city's toxic relationship with the Minneapolis Police Department. To end policing as we know it.
The Minneapolis City Council voting 9-3 in favor of disbanding the police department.
Not only do we need to disinvest for in police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
I support a radical reimagining of community safety and public safety, which means reallocating and not further investing in a carceral state.
All right. Protesters are booing the Minneapolis mayor for refusing to defund city police, kicking him out of a rally.
I haven't thought about an amount, but yes, I support the reallocation of resources from NYPD towards more social services.
Next gen, or have ended up co-opting a lot of these slogans and trying to co-opt a lot of the energy on the ground. And that ended up associating the brand of the Democratic Party with defund the police. In polling that we've done, something like a third of independent voters thought that Joe Biden wanted to defund the police.
Let's talk about who defunded the police. An emergency relief plan for cities that were cash strapped and laying off police and firefighters. It was the Republicans who objected to it. And our plan allowed state and local governments to replenish their police departments. And so look, Republicans are very good at staying on talking points of who says defund the police, but the truth is they defunded the police.
I mean, they really do think we're this stupid, and they really do believe that the media is going to overlook all of the audio clips that I just gave you, going all the way back to Barack Obama with defunding the police. I don't believe for a second that anyone's actually going to buy into this BS. Democrats, and everybody knows it, there isn't, and this is the reason why the White House press secretary could not name a single Republican who actually wanted to defund the police, because it doesn't exist. This is part of that total crap, that they say. And Jen Psaki, White House press secretary of the Daily Briefing, American Rescue Plan kept cops on the beat. That's also just a lie.
Well, the president did mention that the American Rescue Plan, the state and local funding, something that was supported by the president, a lot of Democrats who supported and voted for the bill, could help ensure local cops were kept on the beat in communities across the country. As you know, didn't receive a single Republican vote. That funding has been used to keep cops on the beat.
But at the time, that was sold as these local police departments might have a pandemic related budget shortfall, not we need to keep cops on the beat because there's a crime wave.
I think that any local department would argue that keeping cops on the beat to keep communities safe when they had to, because of budget shortfalls, fire police is something that helped them address crime in their local communities.
Local communities. The White House's argument was the American Rescue Plan is going to be $1,400 checks. It's going to be vaccines, vaccinators. It's going to put us on the path to beating the virus. Not.
It did those things as well. It was a pretty good bill and piece of legislation.
Okay,
go ahead.
I love it. And she moves on, right? All right, I'm going to try to lie to you. I'm hoping the media will take my soundbite and let me lie. Good friend of mine, Meghan McCain, on The View, she's right. This is exactly why Democrats are terrified and trying to spin this. She said the term defund the police is literally the biggest gift that the Republicans have ever gotten.
The biggest gift Republicans have ever been given is the term defund the police. And let's make it very clear, Republicans didn't come up with that. I thought it was the stupidest thing I ever heard when I first heard it being used. And as Sarah said, facts are stubborn things. There is a huge homicide crisis in the country. And whether or not AOC likes it, it's okay for people to be concerned about a homicide spike. I think that would be very effective going into midterms.
She's right. It's going to be extremely effective going into the midterms. Defund the police, the biggest phrase gift that the Democrats have ever given us. It is going to come back to bite them in the rear end. So you can say all you want to that, and try to make people believe it. No one's going to. This is actually, I think, going to bring even more attention to the egregious actions of the left. Lori Lightfoot claiming, oh, well, they're just criticizing me because I'm a black woman. No, they're criticizing you because children, 1 month olds, are being shot in the head in your city, literally. Thursday, a 1 month old shot in the head. Outside, broad daylight, in a group of people, family oriented. That's your city. People aren't criticizing you because you're black. They're criticizing you because, as I said on Fox News Channel, you suck at your job. You suck at your job. That's why. And if you don't want to be criticized, then do your damn job and give people protection. Give them what they need. ABC News reports on violent crime surge as Democrats defund the police. This is what they said. You ready for this? It's amazing.
The surge in violent crime across the country. Children are not being spared in state.
Children are not being spared. Even they're having to deal with the reality. LAPD's Deion Joseph. Everywhere the defund movement is seeing a spike in crime. He went on TV and said that as well. Everywhere that you are seeing defund the police, you're seeing a massive spike in crime.
Dealing with a spike in violent crime. We're talking about an increase in shootings and homicides, robberies, carjackings. We are facing some serious challenges in Oakland that we need the resources to be able to address it. And having less resources is not going to help us manage this problem.
That is the Oakland police chief slamming the move to cut the budget. LAPD, as I said, Deion Joseph, everywhere this defund movement is spouting up crime. It is increasing, and it's only happening in Democratic-run cities that are defunding the police. I go back to the Oakland police chief. They have taken away more of his funding. This is a black man trying to fight crime. And they're obsessed with getting rid of his police department. And this is what he had to say after they took even more money away from him while crime is surging in his city of Oakland.
Far too often in these meetings, we are talking about numbers. We are talking about money and cost. I don't know what the cost of a life is, but I know not having resources makes our city less safe. It concerns me that we would ever consider that to be a bump in the road. That when you look at this screen and you see these are true people. These are people who lost their lives in this city. The violence that impacts our community every day. When I go to scenes and I meet with mothers and family members, they're not talking about numbers. They're talking about their children. This is my god sister. That means something to me.
Yeah, his god sister, by the way, was murdered in the city where he's the police chief. And he couldn't protect her and many other of the citizens out there because of what I just stated. The fact is, crime is out of control, not just in Oakland, not just in New York, not just in Compton, but all the Democratic-run cities who have defunded the police. And Oakland just took away another $18 million from the police department. AOC says, well, we need to pay attention to white supremacy because that's the real problem in America. It's not. When you have New York City, Midtown South crime stats, let me give you those stats where they've also defunded the police. Robberies in New York City, Midtown, up 173%. Felony assaults, up 201%. Hate crimes, up 800%. So you can blame a crime surge on, as Democrats said, the cowardly butthurt police. That's what one of them said. You can blame it on Republicans. It's still a lie. We want more police. We want a lot more police. And when you and Democratic cities going into the birthday of America weekend are having to warn your citizens that some of you aren't going to make it to Monday, that should tell you everything you need to know about their lack of leadership and defund the police. Like I always say, please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends to help it keep growing. I will see you guys back here tomorrow on the podcast.